USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An Army general is now officially the highest-ranking military officer. Mark Milley was sworn in on Monday morning as the 20th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. During the ceremony in Virginia, the president says, "You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position." The GM strike is in its 15th day. Some 40,000 auto workers are continuing to picket at GM facilities nationwide.
We all got families. You know, we're making a sacrifice.
Sometimes it takes a while. It's not going to happen in a hurry because they're going after some big stuff.
Those UAW workers picketing outside a GM plant in Warren, Michigan. GM and the United Auto Workers Union will be at the bargaining table in Detroit on Monday. And New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is once again calling on Congress and the White House to pass legislation on a universal background check. Schumer is renewing his call the day after the president met with the NRA. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yuto, my office, now!
Emu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New sanctions have been placed on Russia for meddling in our elections. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
This time it's concerning Russian interference in the 2018 midterm elections. A statement from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that four Russian entities and seven individuals are being targeted, including a Russian oligarch. Pompeo noting that the U.S., quote, will not tolerate foreign interference in elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Florida law enforcement agencies are coming together with research and medical experts to discuss the problem of human trafficking. Attorney General Ashley Moody fears upcoming Super Bowls and WrestleMania could make things even worse.
And as fun and as well-attended and as exciting as these events are, they also attract those that want to traffic other human beings and profit from their services.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Texas Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry will not seek re-election in 2020. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Thornberry helped strengthen the military.
He had served as chairman of the Armed Services Committee, helped us rebuild our military working with President Trump to really establish a stronger national defense.
Scalise also tells Fox News he knew that Representative Thornberry would not seek re-election.
He's been a great leader. Everybody for the last few months expected that this might be the case.
Turning now to entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies over the weekend.
The new film from DreamWorks, Abominable, is tops at the box office this weekend with nearly $21 million in ticket sales. It's about a teenager in Shanghai who discovers a lost Yeti on the roof of her apartment building.
I don't know where you came from.
He escaped. I want my Yeti back!
She and her friends cross China to return the creature back home to the Himalayas. Downton Abbey came in second with $14 million, and the Jennifer Lopez movie called Hustlers came in third with $11 million.
And finally, CVS is the latest pharmacy to pull a popular heartburn drug off the shelves. Tests show Zantac and its generic versions may have the chemical link to cancer. The FDA isn't telling people to stop taking the drug yet, but they can be returned for a refund. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.